Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. How many times have you heard the expression, you are what you think? And basically, if you're always thinking you can't, you're right. And if you believe you can do something, you're right there as well. That's not wishful thinking. No, it's called having a positive mindset. And if you're constantly reinforcing yourself with negative thoughts and have a continuous negative mindset, well, negative things happen. Our guest today is Dr. Melissa Tranquil. Now, I've known her from online training and some forums that we worked together in, and we worked on a couple of online summits and things like that for, gosh, well over 2 years now. And I can tell you, without reservation, she is as real as you can get. She will not beat around the bush with anything. She will tell you like it is. That's one thing I like about her training programs. She's real and down to earth. That's not something you see a lot in online training today. Melissa is the director and founder of MT Training Enterprises Limited in the United Kingdom. She provides tailored coaching and training solutions to businesses, entrepreneurs, and professionals. And she's lived in different parts of the world, such as Paris, Trinidad, Tobago, St. Lucia, and now the United Kingdom. And by living in all these areas, she's developed an appreciation for all the various cultures, and she can relate to almost anyone, regardless of background. She possesses a master's of science degree in human resource management and human resource development, and has a doctorate in social sciences from the University of Leicester. And she's the author of the book, Uncrushed, A Simple Three-Step Process to Break Negative Mindset and Achieve Any Goal. Help me welcome to the program, Dr. Melissa Tranquil. Melissa, thank you for joining us today on the program. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and such a lovely introduction.
Well, the first question I always ask Melissa, other than that brief information I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Melissa Tranquil?
Well, first of all, I'll say I'm a blessed wife and mother of four. I have four lovely kids. I may not look like it, but I do. Wow. They keep me on my toes.
They have to be adopted, right?
Oftentimes I get the saying, they'll ask if my eldest is my brother.
Amen.
Yes, so I'm a blessed mother and wife and also a woman of God, and I'm very passionate about what I do. I love training, teaching, educating others, and making a positive impact in other people's lives.
Amen, amen. Now, how and why did you decide to move into helping people online?
Well, this was driven really because of my circumstances that had changed. At the time, I was pursuing, well, I was completing my doctoral degree, and I had my fourth kid. And going back to the 9-to-5, going back to work was no longer an option for me. So I had to find a way that I could have worked from home. You see, okay, being present for my children is my big why behind everything that I do. It's part of my why. I want to have an active role in their life, and hence the reason why I took the time and delved into my background and, you know, tried to find out where my strengths lie and how I can go about helping persons. And this is how I ended up doing what I'm doing.
Amen. Amen. How long ago did you start online work?
Well, it's been 2 years. It's about 2 years, okay, yeah, as you rightfully said.
Yeah. Okay. Amen. Now, you recently had a 5-day challenge program. What was that all about, and how did it work? How did it all work out for those involved?
Yes, so I had a 5-day challenge that was geared at persons who wanted to start a coaching business. So it was a wonderful experience. I marketed it mostly organically, and the turnout was good. We had a good sign-ups, and I took people through a process of, you know, first of all, looking back on their own experiences and their own talents, skills, and abilities, and see how they can use that to impact others through forming a coaching business, doing something that they love. It was a wonderful process, and I think that I got some great feedback from persons about it, and I'm hoping that they would actually apply, because many times the problem with many persons is we take part in trainings, but we don't apply what we learned.
Yep,
so my hope for a lot of people, not just for the training that I had, the five-day challenge, but even for persons who may be listening to us right now, is that we actually take the time and apply what we've learned.
Yeah.
That's when true change occurs, true transformation occurs.
Yeah, I mean, you can read, you know, 100 books a year on mindset and building a business and all. Mm-hmm. But if you never take any action on it, it does you absolutely no good. And that is so
true.
Now, your book is called Uncrushed, A Simple Three-Step Process to Break Negative Mindset and Achieve Any Goal in Life. Why this type of book for such a time as this? Is this something you struggled with in the past?
Yes. I'm actually a victim of molestation when I was a child, around the age of 8 years. And that had been a long-held secret for me for almost all my life, well, up to about the age of 23, I should say. And still then, it was a secret because I only shared it with the world when I wrote this book. So it was more or less a long-held secret for me. And it was partly because many times we go through certain experiences and we are the victims, but somehow we don't feel like the victim, and we carry that shame with us. And it impacts our mindset, it impacts our self-esteem, our self-worth, our value. It impacts us in several life areas, and it can hinder us from achieving the goals that we want. Now, for me, the strange thing about this is that though it impacted my self-esteem and my self-worth secretly, when it came to my academic and professional life, it was quite the opposite. I was very confident. I was a high performer. Mm-hmm. But you find that lack of self-esteem impacted the quality of relationships that I had.
Yeah.
So you find that I wasn't trusting men. You know, I wouldn't trust men. I wouldn't trust persons. I would keep to myself. And it was only through the Lord, and I talk about that during the book, about my healing process that occurred through the scriptures, through the word of God, but also on certain things that I had to do on the physical level in order to be healed and in order to have a totally free mindset. Because a lot of times we go through experiences, and though we may have certain successes in our professional life or whichever area of your life you may be successful in, we have other areas of our life that are hindered, that are blocked because of what we're struggling with. And it's essential to take the time necessary to get healing in those life areas so we can have that totally free mindset and really reach our full potential in life. So I wanted to write this book to draw from my personal experience and hope that this book will be a light to someone else in their life, that they too can break free from any negative mindset that they have and whatever may be the boundaries or the burden that they have, that they can let it go and achieve any goal that they want to achieve in life.
Amen. Amen. Melissa, is it possible for someone to have a negative mindset and not even know it?
Yes, it is possible. And most times, individuals who may have a negative mindset, and basically a negative mindset is when someone who tends to find the worst in everything and perceive the worst case scenario. And it is possible to have that negative mindset, but the defense mechanism that I talk about in the book, for instance, the denial, the unwillingness to accept the truth, the unwillingness to accept that I have a negative mindset, that's the denial right there. That's the defense mechanism kicking in right there. And what happens is that an individual who has that negative mindset will keep getting the same response and will not realize that I'm getting the same response because of my mindset. Because how you think impacts how you feel. It impacts your emotions. It impacts how you act and how you will behave. So say, for instance, someone who they have been repeatedly failing job interviews, but yet still how they talk about themselves to others. They're always talking negatively about themselves. They're always making negative projections about their lives and fail to realize that this is impacting the results that they are getting.
Mm. When someone has this negative outlook on life and someone from the outside tries to show them you know, why are you so negative all the time? You know, usually the defense mechanism kicks in. It's like, I'm not negative. Something like that, right? So how can someone gently break that to them and make them understand that, you know, they have this problem?
Well, how someone can gently break that to them, I believe that the first step to change is honesty. Honesty is the first step to change. And unfortunately, no one can change unless they're willing to be honest with themselves. On the other hand, if, for instance, you want to communicate with someone and want to help them, the best way to go about doing so is with sympathy, with empathy, rather, I should say, being empathetic and understanding. Because many times people who struggle with a negative mindset is because of their past experiences or their past failures or fears that they have. So we have to be empathetic towards that individual. And we have to find a way to communicate with them on a level using words or the language that they understand in order to get them to see that they need to change. And sometimes if you know that person closely, then you can draw a reference to certain examples. You know, you draw a reference to those examples and getting them to see, well, this is the attitude that is causing you to experience or go through life in the way that you're going through life, not getting the results that you want to have. So we have to be very, very empathetic.
Amen. Amen. How does negative talk actually hinder our outward success, though?
Negative talk hinders our outward success in every way. Now, I've heard some persons who think differently. You know, there are some people who will talk about the positivity, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Mm-hmm. But really and truly, I like to say, if I were to wake up today, or if you were to wake up today, or your listeners were to wake up today and say, you know what? Today, I'm just going to speak negatively about everything, about myself, about everyone, and I'm going to be negative. I'm not going to smile. I'm not going to have a positive disposition. I can bet the last dollar that I have that by the end of the day, you will either feel ill, you'll have an headache, you'll have some form of illness, or the negative spirit that is accompanying you will feel like a heavy burden upon your back. Mm. So how we talk, not just to ourselves, but about ourselves to others matters, because how you talk about yourself or to yourself will impact what you believe about yourself. And many, many times, people don't achieve the goals that they want to achieve in life because of those disempowering beliefs. And beliefs are very hard to break, but they can be broken. And one of the ways to break beliefs or change or replace that belief is by practicing that positive self-talk. Now, the thing about self-talk is, you have to be specific about what it is you want to change. For self-talk to work, if, for instance, if I struggle with my confidence and I stand up every day and I say, I am confident, or if you want to use the scripture as your foundation, I can do all things through Christ mm-hmm. Jesus. But mm-hmm. for self-talk to work, it must be short, it must be precise, and it must be in the present tense. And then the more you repeat those words, is the more you're communicating to your brain. And it will alter how you perceive things. Because the thing about it is that our perception, and perception is the way we understand and interpret things in our environment, which eventually becomes our reality. The way we perceive things impacts the reaction that we will have to a particular experience. And I'll use that with an example. You know, I think it's Kant 2008. I drew reference to him, and he spoke about two different types of perception, emotional perception and selective perception. Okay. And I really want to bring this in here because we all practice it without realizing. Now, emotional perception is where it's subjective in nature, and it's like we attach this emotional response to things. Now, it's your personal evaluation, to put it simply, of something or an object or whatever it is. So, for instance, if I see someone is kind, someone is cruel, that's emotional perception. Now, I have a friend of mine. He hated breadfruit, for instance. Breadfruit is an exotic fruit. And he had an emotional perception about that particular food. And I couldn't understand it because he hated it with a passion. Mm-hmm. And it's after we've had some conversations together I realized that every time he would smell the breadfruit or he would see the breadfruit, it would remind him of his troubled childhood and his abusive mother. Because he would talk about how much his mom used to cook it, and she would cook it just plain with water. And he attached that emotional response to that food. Now, let's talk about the selective response. The selective response now is where you have an experience, and based on a certain stimuli, you've created a certain experience, and you ignore anything that is contrary or any opposing viewpoint. So you're selecting what you want to perceive. And one thing I do reference to is an experience I had at the age of 8. And we had a neighbor. She was being abused by her partner really badly. It was terrifying for me as a child, hearing her screaming at night. It was really terrifying. And I will see her leave and always come back. And I will wonder, as a child, 8 years old, why would she always return? I can't understand. And I'm very sure that if she had, we all know that she would have had friends or family that would have advised her to leave that abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, many instances, unfortunately, the victims in this situation, they are selective in their perception without recognizing it. And how she might be selective in her perception is that she may believe that she can change him, or that if he stops drinking, he will change. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes the fear of being alone. And all these things have been impacting her. That belief have been impacting how she has been perceiving that experience despite going through that trauma. Yeah. And influencing her reaction to that experience that she still keeps coming back. So you see, it's all connected. How we believe, what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about the world around us, how we perceive it, how we talk about ourselves and to ourselves. And one of the biggest things that we all have to deal with is that inner negative critic. You know, mm-hmm. that inner negative critic is always at our throats, trying to pull us down. And this is where self-talk comes in, because I find if the negative thoughts start to trigger in my mind, I use that self-talk and it automatically changes your trend of thought.
Amen. Amen. Well, if behavior is actually based in our thought process, mm-hmm. and if our thoughts are negative, our behavior tends to be negative. But what about those people that you always hear about, you know, always confessing the blessing, et cetera, but they don't see positive things happening? You know, they're still struggling in whatever areas. Is it something they are saying but not believing, or saying and believing but not acting accordingly? How does all that work?
Yes, that's a great question, Bob. That's a great, great question. We do have people that confess with the mouth. But, you know, like the Bible says, if I have to draw reference to the Bible, and mm-hmm. believe with your heart, these two go together. We can profess and confess all day long. But if we do not believe what we're saying, because with belief comes action, comes inspired action. And hence the reason why some persons may be confessing one thing, but yet still, if you were to look at their life, they're doing another. Because with the confession, you must believe with your heart. And by so doing, if you believe it, you will take inspired action to achieve it. So let's use a practical example. Someone who is unemployed and wants to find a job. And they're confessing, you know, I believe God will make a way for me. God will make a way for me. I'm blessed, He'll make a way for me. But yet when they go to that job interview, the job interview didn't work out. Then we start to speak negatively. The negative self-talk comes up. We're thinking the negative thought. We might not be saying it to others, but we're thinking it. With that self-talk, confessing, we have to believe in our heart regardless of what we are seeing. That is what's important. That's what belief is. Regardless of what you're seeing happening around you, if I believe that God is going to make a way, then perhaps, look at how your self-talk changes, then perhaps this was not the right opportunity for me. And God is protecting me from something. And then with that belief comes inspired action that you would keep applying and you will not give up until it works out.
And I think that's where a lot of people in that situation, because I was in that situation a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a good job and changed careers and things weren't working out. And I, you know, just got into that negative mindset. Right.
Right.
And, you know, I'm confessing, you know, I believe God's going to open a door. He's going to open a door. He's going to open a door. And nothing was happening. We just, you know, just temporary job after temporary job, waiting for mm-hmm. the big break. And someone once asked me, well, how many applications are you putting in? Oh, I'll, you know, God will open the door. And I'll, you know, you have, you know, faith without works is dead. You know, you have to, your job, if you're looking for a job, your job at that point in time is I need to do, you know, 3 applications every day or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And instead of saying, well, I'll do 1 this week and, you know, 2 next week and, you know, 1 week after, you know, another week after that. No, every day you get up, your job is I need to find a place to put in 3 applications today, mm-hmm. today. And then tomorrow, a whole new day. Think about it. At the end of the week, you got 15, 20 applications out there. And, you know, then you go into the interview process and all that. But, you know, you can sit back and confess all you want. But if you're not putting in, you know, I believe I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get a job. Have you put in the applications? Well, no, but, you know, God will show me where the job's at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, yeah, I believe everything, what you're saying is spot on. You know, the art and power of the reflection cycle that you talk about in your book, what is that?
Right. So the art and the power of the reflection cycle. And this was something that I practiced as a child. Without realizing it, and had been doing it over and over again in my life. And that's why I felt it was necessary to put this in the book. Mm. You know, and let me go back to when I was 12, when I started secondary school. And yes, it may sound like so far-fetched, but we've heard about it in all different terms. Napoleon Hill has talked about it. In all different ways and forms, people have spoken about it. You know, when I was 12 years old and I started secondary school, I said I wanted to leave school as the most outstanding student. And this was something I said to myself only. I had not shared it with anyone. But I kept repeating that goal within my heart. And this is the honest to God truth, Robert. It's really a shock for even me myself. And then what happened is that because of being clear on my goal and visualizing my goal, and from the time I was a child, I've always been prayerful. So since then, I used to pray about things that I would like to happen in my life. So I know that God has a hand in it all.
Amen.
But some persons may call the rest that happened the law of attraction. They may have different terms for it. But I believe by practicing certain principles, because I always say, we can have the faith, right? And like you just mentioned, faith without works is dead. We can have the faith. But it takes works. It takes the action in this physical realm for God to bring it to pass.
Amen.
You know, we work hand in hand with Him. So I would visualize that goal. And by so doing, what I didn't know then is by doing so, I'm activating the reticular activating system, what we call the RAS in our brain. And that helps you to achieve your goals because it's a set of neurons that are triggered that works with you. And helps you to spot those opportunities that may present themselves to you in life and helps you to achieve your goals. And by so doing, I succeeded in every test that I'd have in school. Opportunities to debate came. And I will never forget on graduation day when I opened the booklet and I saw most outstanding student, Melissa. My name was David at the time. I'm like, what? It worked. I actually said those words. It worked.
Hey, folks. Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of the interview with Dr. Melissa Tranquil. Now, I tell you, you need to get her book, Uncrushed, a simple 3-step process to break negative mindset and to achieve any goal in life. I'm telling you, I've known her for well over 2 years now. I mean, we've never met in person, but we talk on a regular basis in a few groups that we're in and via LinkedIn. We talk on LinkedIn often. And I can testify, she is real and authentic. And her background is just laid the proper groundwork for her to write this book. She is such an expert on mindset and overcoming negative mindsets. Folks, if you missed any of this interview, go back and catch up, because you need to take notes as you go through it. Now, you need to go down below into the show notes, click on the link, visit her website, take a look around. Her coaching programs, I mean, she is rocking it. She has all these benefits in her coaching programs to help you get started in business with the right mindset. And her Christian background, huh, you heard the testimony. Folks, you need to get in touch with Dr. Melissa Tranquil. I can't just say it any plainer than that. And you definitely need to click the link and order her book. Her book is going to change your entire outlook on life. That's a guaranteed promise, I tell you. All right, now be sure you come back for the next episode, because we're going to conclude our interview with her. But we are just now getting into the good stuff. So you do not want to miss the next episode. Till next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.